Some time ago, I read the life story of a young man who was a thief, a drunk, a liar, and a cheat. His every thought was centered in himself, and his life was a total disgrace. On the day of his mother's death, he got drunk, and in his own words, went about the streets half intoxicated. On the day of his confirmation into the church, he was, quote, guilty of gross immorality. He spent periodic times in jail for fraud and theft. But being behind bars didn't change his ways or teach him a lesson. When he was released from prison, he continued what he called his dissipated life. He was a master con artist who cheated his friends out of money and borrowed from people with absolutely no intention of paying anything back. He periodically tried to reform, but nothing worked. Then one day he heard the gospel. He responded to the message and was converted to Christ. The Lord got a firm grip on his life, and this wayward young man, whose name, by the way, was George Mueller, spent the rest of his life thinking only of others and was used of God to provide food and shelter to thousands of neglected orphans. Do you believe there is actually a power in this world that is able to transform an immoral thief into a person whose only concern is for the welfare of others? Do you believe there's actually a power in this world that can transform a drunk, a liar, a thief, and a cheat into a person who gives the rest of his life to helping the helpless? The answer is yes. Now, admittedly, there's only one, but thank God there's one. What if there were none? And friend, I submit to you that the gospel of Jesus Christ does so much good in this world, it's truly a crying shame there aren't more people out there spreading it around. When the people of Jerusalem were persecuted and fled for their lives, the Bible tells us they went everywhere sharing the word. Philip went to Samaria with the gospel. The result? The Bible says there was great joy in that city. Friend, how about spreading the joy of the gospel to the world around you? It's the good news of Christ, the only power that can transform lives. For the Navigators, I'm Leroy Imes.